Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Trayvon Edwards, Jason Madison, John Gervais, and Juju Julio Gotti. We got a great show for you guys today. We're going to talk about the play-in tournament. We're going to say thank you to the play-in tournament for making the end of the NBA season fun, trying to figure out who's going to play who. Little Mavs-Clippers matchup preview. We got that one done a week in advance. Also, we roast Jerv about his bullshit-ass favorite team with them bullshit-ass statues. This nigga gonna try and make some excuse about saving money and building arenas. Do not fall for it. Just listen to the whole thing. We have the biggest court case in bomb history. No, it's not the people versus OJ. It's Jay Madison versus Jay Gervais. Who is the worst traveler in the world? The Honorable Judge Gotti presiding. We're going to get a ruling. Y'all don't want to miss this expert testimony, this eyewitness testimony. There may even be an attorney that shows up. So definitely don't want to miss that. We get into all of the particulars of rap beef, the best lines, the best strategies, and also, can you really lose? Does everyone just keep winning? And of course, we say goodbye to the one and only Juice Orenthal James Simpson. We'll get to all of that and more. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. You're getting all the extra content. You're getting the overflows. You're getting the OG podcast. You're getting the Cinephobe watch-alongs. You're getting the Cinephobe special editions. You're getting the Discord. And you're getting the invites to the goddamn live shows that are back. You don't want to miss it. Patreon.com/countthedings. All right, let's get into it. NBA play-in tournament look ahead.
Like, there's really no point in talking about what's going to happen because by the time this shit airs, it already have happened. But I do think it's an interesting conversation about, like, yo, low-key, the NBA fixed a lot of the problems that we had a few years ago of, like, the rest, you know, after March, nobody cares until the playoffs and none of these games matter. And we see a bunch of, you know, scrubs playing most of the games. We've kind of eliminated that. We got it to a point where because of the play-in, everybody 1 through 10 has something to play for. Like, there's only one team in the NBA. I guess not one. It's the Celtics didn't have anything to play for the last couple of weeks. And I guess the Mavericks and the Clippers, because they're locked in at 4-5. And the Hawks and the Bulls at 9-10. But everyone else is playing for something. And I feel like we live in an era where, like, everybody loves to bitch, but nobody loves to say, you know what? Shout out, wait, you guys got that one right.
Wait a minute. Can't the Clippers and the Mavericks swap?
Flip flop? I don't think so, because I think the
they're locked in.
They got the tiebreaker.
They're the only joint that's locked in, and then it's like three fucking number ones. Like, that shit is
that was just recent because you said last couple weeks for the Celtics, but
Celtics last couple weeks. The Mavericks, that's Mavericks and
Clippers
and Clippers is but it's locked in. They're not moving. So
since that's the only thing locked in, who do we like in that series? That's an interesting matchup.
I got the Clippers.
First round. Yeah,
They well rested. Yep. They sat him twice.
But they said Kawhi got that tendinopathy or whatever they call it.
He'd be all right, bro.
Inflammation. Tendinopathy.
Luca gonna tear their ass up though. He gonna average.
I was gonna say
40.
Luca.
He gonna average 40, but they not beating them.
Luca against the Clippers is kind of he be on his shit.
And then the other thing I'm gonna say is that the Mavericks are fucking good, man. Like, that them trades they did to get PJ Washington and Gafford, like, that shit made a huge difference for them. And so it's like, yeah, you know, the Clippers are the better team, but man, like, the Mavericks have been playing the last like 18, 20 games. They've been out of their minds. And obviously Luka's been a big part of that too. It's going to be interesting, man. I think it goes seven. Like, I don't know who's going to win. I think it goes seven though.
Yeah, that's going to be a good series. And the first round
exit
is crazy.
Seven's fine for me. Six is a good spin for the Clips if they get that shit cracking.
Is Luka the MVP?
Wait, time out.
MVP of what?
the season.
Hell, man, no. No.
This nigga said the MVP.
I mean, you let him pick the Clippers in six?
Who is the MVP?
Oh, right. Bro. I remember saying
the MVP? Jokic or SGA?
Yeah.
It's Jokic, man.
That's what's it. But my first pick would be Jokic. And if they just like voter fatigue, SGA.
But why not Luka? Tell me why not Luka though.
Man's is a five seed, man.
It's a seed. I saw the little comparison when Jokic won his first one. They was a five seed.
Yeah, but the difference was Jokic. See, this is the thing. That's what I love about the internet. They never give you context. Right. The context then was that everybody got hurt. Like, Embiid played better than him that year, but Embiid got hurt. Everybody got hurt. And the only dude who had been playing games consistently was Jokic. His first MVP was like, I mean, I
very questionable.
I was, the second I was one of them niggas. The second one, I was like, oh, he got this one.
And that's why they started the whole campaign of why Joel should have been, like they were saying, Joel was better. Joel should have been an MVP. Yep. And it was true. Joel was kicking his ass, but Joel he had a better year, healthy. Yep. So the one where Jokic actually deserved it. Jokic,
why y'all didn't have this energy for Embiid when they was grounding him up, saying that he was ducking Jokic. Yo, I didn't hear all that energy on the Twitter streets when they were saying all that shit. Y'all didn't have all that energy for him then. Now we want to show the underdog from Cameroon some love. That's crazy to me.
He ain't never been an underdog in his life.
The real MVP.
Sure. What are you talking about, man?
Real MVP.
What is your little statue having ass talking about right now, man?
Whoa.
Hey.
Legends walk, bro. That's the size of the statues on the Legends walk, hey, bro.
Niggas, why are Legends statues so small?
Because it's outside of the it's on practice the walkway facility. Of the practice facility, right?
Why do they put the statues somewhere where the fans don't ever go?
Who gonna see that?
So here's the thing. I was once on that side too, right? And then I had an epiphany. I was like, oh, it makes sense. Billionaires are just cheap. They're trying to move, not trying to put statues on said Wells Fargo lot just to have to move it in 2 years or whatever. They're just going to build. He'll get a statue. And Barkley, who rightfully so deserves a statue, also, he'll get a statue when they get downtown, Chinatown, when they build a new stadium.
Whoa, easy, Juju. different kind of Chinatown.
Chinatown. Bro, I don't give a damn if we move in the stadium tomorrow. Don't have my motherfucking, what is it, statue ceremony? If my motherfucking statue lures me, bro. I don't give a fuck.
But everybody's statue, Juju, is that size.
Keep the statue to yourself and to y'all move.
Yeah. Hey, stop those statues.
Hey, you know what's crazy, though? The craziest thing is that y'all got a fictional white man with a 12-foot statue. And go ahead, Jersey.
He's not the only one, dog. Dr. J has a fucking statue. Will Chamberlain has a statue.
I hear you. But for what Allen Iverson meant to the Sixers organization, shout out to Dr. Right. J. But for what Allen Iverson is to Philadelphia, as much as y'all claim that man deserves a larger than life statue.
He's going to get that statue, bro.
Why build that little ass shit then?
They have Legends Walk or whatever it's called, and he's a legend. So he got his Legend Walk statue.
Jerv, when are they going to move, roughly? I know I'm not asking you like an exact date, but like...
I mean, I would say probably like three... Like, how long does it take to build a stadium? That's a 10-year process?
No, not a 10-year process. I'm asking you.
I'm saying like three to five. So
they're confirmed going to build it. Like it's not.
Oh,
like
no, no, they're in the. Money. You know, no, they're you know they're going through the shit right point. Now.
This nigga act like it's a Clippers arena and shit.
Right, he's just smoking on hopium right now.
And even the Clippers arena still got done, nigga. The Clippers arena got done.
That's what I'm saying. It depends.
Palmer was not playing, nigga. That nigga opened up that blank book and was like, here. Let's get this shit done. I'm tired of these niggas dissing us. Here, let's build this shit.
And niggas still gonna diss them.
I mean, sure, but I'm just talking about that little ass trophy my man got. That shit was sad.
Hey, man.
This shit was the size of an MVP trophy.
You know the craziest shit about it to me? I was gonna take the train down there. I'm so glad I didn't. I forgot. No,
you would have gone to the wrong place. You would have gone to the wrong place.
I would have showed up to the arena. I would have showed up to the arena and niggas were like, yo, where everybody at?
Where everybody at?
These niggas don't fuck with him like that. The niggas is capping.
It's a terrible rollout. If they got the statue coming, this is a terrible rollout. Don't have me bring my mom up here.
Juju, you're absolutely right. Because this is what they should have done. If they knew they were going to do a little ass statue, because that's all they got is little ass statues, because according to Jerv, they're too cheap to do the big statues. Then the whole week before the rollout, they got to be showing us these little ass statues.
Yep.
Like, and then the last
one. And Iverson shit covered up.
So we're ready. Instead, these niggas came out like, yo, y'all ready for this statue? And that shit was
shorter than him. The funniest shit was everybody reaction in the back. Like,
what'd they say? Where is it at?
Nobody said nothing, but I'm just talking about the like, if you zoom in on the picture, it's one nigga like, niggas is just like, oh my God, like, we pulled up for this shit. That shit look like a bear brick in somebody's crib, nigga. You could take that shit to the crib, bro. We could put it in your crib. That's how small that shit is.
They wasn't even talking about it like that. They talked about it maybe like the day before. Honestly, what?
They had been talking about it because they posted it. They were like making it a big deal, and I was like, "Oh, I'm about to go pull up for this." This is the only reason why I knew about it because they were like, "Yo, we're giving Allen Iverson a statue." So niggas was hyped on Twitter, like, "Hell yeah!" Like, nigga, Kobe got one, Iverson about to get one, and for that, for what Iverson meant to niggas. The ugly Tupac in Atlanta got a better statue than that shit.
Damn,
that's fucking crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
Bro, you see that Tupac statue?
The one that's in BMF.
Bro, that shit don't look like Tupac, bro. I kid you not. That shit do not look like Tupac, bro. That shit look like Bobby Jackson. From the Kings. That shit look like Bobby Jackson, bro.
That nigga was
Bobby Jackson?
Hell yeah.
No, he a good nigga. Listen. G, his baby mama ain't living in the South. He a good nigga, bro. He coming to Compton. I fuck with Bobby Jackson. Good nigga.
Where you from?
I think he from like the South somewhere. I was tripping off how he met somebody from Compton. He met a chick from Compton. I'm like, how you do that?
Man, love finds a way.
Love finds a way.
On that note, one of the longest Bob episodes ever. We did the longest Bossa Nova ever, but we did it again. Thank you to Juju. Thanks, Jerv. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Trey. Thank you to listener. Patreon.com/CountTheThings. Make sure you're locked in. And be on the lookout for that next Soul House show. We don't know where it's going to be, but when we find out, we'll let y'all know. And make sure you're a Patreon because the Patreon's got access. Right? So, till next time, remember, stay black, motherfuckers.